Case number 422-528. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the estate order you're representing here today?
Yes, I'm Captain Garen Del Monte with the Milford Police Department. That's D-E-L-M-O-N-T-E.
Thank you, sir. You are entitled to a brief opening statement if you'd like.
All right, so I'm hoping this is fairly simple for you. In September of 2001, the appellant applied for a pistol permit. And failed to disclose an arrest and convictions that occurred in the state of Florida in late 2009, early 2010. Simply, that was the reason for denial, is the failure to disclose in the application. I will say that I did receive a letter from an attorney in Florida, which I believe the board has.
No.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Oh, it's on the back. Sorry.
Okay. In which I believe he was under the impression that these charges had been expunged from his Florida record, but unfortunately, even as of 2 days ago, they have not been. So that's where we stand as the issuing authority for now.
Okay, so you're entitled to a brief opening statement.
Okay. Of September 2021, I applied for a pistol permit. On that application, it asked if I had ever been convicted or arrested of a crime. I responded no, in reliance to my former attorney's advice, who stated that the charges stemming from an arrest in Florida in 2009 were expunged. I was informed by Milford Police that the charges were not expunged and they were showing on my record. After receiving this notice, I contacted my former attorney and asked why these charges were still showing, even though the prior statements he made that they should have been expunged in 2014. Attorney Webster looked into my matter and informed me that due to a clerical error, which I think was in his office, he says in the state's attorney's office, he never effectuated the expungement with the state of Florida, despite being eligible for it. I submitted a letter from Attorney Webster dated, I think it was November 15th, which notifies this error. In any event, I was never actually convicted of a crime, which it says on the denial form, and I would never have answered this question, which I do agree is my fault for not looking at my background, but on the application in the negative, had I not been told by my attorney that the rest was expunged, I apologize for the misunderstanding and appreciate consideration in reviewing my application.
Thank you. Is there anything you wanted to add, or?
Honestly, aside from this, we have no other disqualifiers as issuing authority.
Okay.
So I'll leave this to the board.
Sir, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Does the board have any questions?
I do.
Yep.
The application is not included in our packet.
Oh, that's a good point.
So we don't have a record saying he said yes or no.
We have
no idea.
I thought that was sent over in December.
Also, we don't have a denial letter.
I have some.
And we do not have a record of the arrest or convictions.
Okay.
A printout of the arrest.
Yeah, I was under the impression those were all sent over to the board in December when we were supposed to originally meet.
Because I look at the charges of Florida, 2009 Florida drug convictions, possible felonies.
Right.
But we don't have that. Do you have that?
I do, yes. I will hand over.
Well, just, are they felonies?
It's considered a felony 3 in Florida. And there's also an evading, which is a second-degree misdemeanor.
So does that record show that he is a convicted felon in Florida?
It does not. I don't believe it translates to a felony up here in Connecticut.
It doesn't matter.
What
is he convicted of? Is he convicted of a felony in Florida?
No. Our main concern was the failure to disclose, and we understand that he was under the impression he didn't have to, according to that. But that's
why. Well, I understand that too, but I don't want to end up issuing a permit here if he's a convicted felon in Florida.
So right. No, I understand.
And he is not. You're
correct.
He's not a convicted.
Correct.
Okay.
Do your records show any convictions in Florida? Or do they just show arrests?
Arrests, and I see an adjudication withheld for an evading.
Adjudication withheld.
That's it. Yep.
Right, but that's what the attorney describes as
right. No.
As like sort of an ACD or
right. That's it.
Okay.
Are you prepared today to present any evidence of the nature and circumstances of the arrests that might be a suitability issue?
Not at all.
Just the fact that he didn't disclose?
That's it.
Yes. Had he disclosed this, would you have issued?
Most likely, yes. There are no other disqualifiers for us here.
Having heard his explanation and seen the letter from the attorney, mm-hmm. do you agree that he made a mistake and you would issue?
I think it's feasible. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Sir, do you live in Milford?
I do, yes.
So I guess what I'm getting from you now is that you would issue.
Yes.
Sitting here today.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I don't think the board's going to overturn your new
decision. I understand, yeah.
Do you want to just issue, or?
We can certainly do that, yes.
Yeah, you can issue it anytime.
Okay.
Or we can just find in favor.
We could do one or the other. You can either agree and he can withdraw, or we can probably entertain a motion. Lots of moving parts, sir. So he has just said he will issue you the permit.
Okay. I'll make a motion in light of the issuing authority's indication that they are willing to issue a permit to the appellant that the board find in favor of the appellant in this matter.
Okay, motion made by Attorney Iaconis to grant the appeal, second by the chief. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Congratulations.
Thanks.